90 u 60. Ćao svima, otvorila se emisija 90 u 60 i to sa pesmom All Apologies, naravno bila je to Nirvana, njihova 12. poslednja pesma na poslednjem trećem studijskom albumu In Utero, koja se pojavila 6. februara 1993. i nekako je označila i kraj ovog velikog benda. Svi znamo šta se desilo posle toga, ali sada se vraćamo odličnim singlovima koji su nekako sjajno označili top liste tih 90-ih godina. Baby Bird, mali band iz Sheffielda, nastali su 1995. godine i trajali su do 2013. onako nevidljivo, a njihov najveći hit You're Gorgeous pojavio se na 6. albumu Ugly Beautiful iz 1996. Oni su samo za godinu dana uspeli da naprave 6 albuma, svaka čast. Predvođeni su Stevenom Jeansom i najveći hit, naravno, pesma You're Gorgeous. Posle njih slušamo Mike and the Mechanics, band koji je bukvalno vaskrsao 90-ih godina, naravno veliki hit Over My Shoulder, Singl se pojavio 13. februara 1995. godine i nalazi se na njihovom četvrtom studijskom albumu Beggar on a Beach and Gold. Sad stvarno kreće onako slatki pop 90-ih. Baby Bird i Mike and the Mechanics.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy, you tore away my shirt, you rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurts. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Paid me £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
deset u 60.
Never want shoulder. I can see the look in your eye, turning my heart over and over. I never wanted to say goodbye. I don't mind everybody laughing, but it's
to Mika i Mehaničari, Over My Shoulder, a sada se okrećemo nekim alternativnim zvucima. Letters to Cleo nastali su u Bostonu 1990. i bili su predvođeni pevačicom Kay Henley, koja je izgledala stvarno onako iz 90-ih najbolje od najboljih, a izdali su ukupno tri studijska albuma. Vreme prvenca Aurora Gori Ellis upravo sledi. Album se pojavio 12. februara 1993. godine, a mi slušamo možda najvećem hitu Here and Now. Posle njih slušamo još jedne heroje grunge ere, to su Guntly Buffalo, period drugog albuma Mighty Joe Moon, koji izašao 20. septembra 1994. godine, i pesma koja ga otvara zove se Lone Star Song. Dakle, Letters to Cleo i Guntly Buffalo.
Just living on a Sunday morning, got my Like in the films of Hollywood, and the angels are descending like a rush at something. Would be for too long. Sing a lone star song.
'90 u '60. Bili su to Grant Lee Buffalo, jedan žestoki grunge, a sada se okrećemo nekim veselim notama. Everclear, band iz Portlanda, država Oregon, nastali 1991. i oni su svirali neku smernicu power popa i grunge-a. Njihov drugi album, Sparkle and Fade, je njih nekako vino u zvezde i danas slušamo njihov single Santa Monica, koji se pojavio 5. decembra 1995. godine. a posle njih tu su Space Hog, jedan zanimljiv engleski band koji je nastao u Njujorku, oformljeni su 1994. godine i prvi album Resident Alien se pojavio 1996. a tačnije 19. marta iste godine pojavljuje se single koji otvara ovaj album i ta pesma se zove In The Meantime, njihov najveći hit u karijeri, dakle Everclear i Space Hog.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime, I don't wanna be your stupid game, with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy, I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees, go and try and shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die.
say I'd never play a fly toward the sun. Maybe in the meantime something's song.
'90 u '60. Bili su to Space Hog, a sada slušamo možda jedan od najvećih hitova 90-ih, Diana King, rođena je 1970. godine na Jamajci, album promjenac Tougher Than Love objavila je 1995. Možda vam to ime ništa ne znači, ali kada kažem Shy Guy, znate o čemu se radi, dakle to je pesma iz filma Bad Boys. Ovaj single pojavio se 7. marta 1995. i napravio je veliki boom na top listi, a posle Diane King, naravno Mariah Carey, peti album Daydream pojavljuje se 3. 10. 1995. i Mariah pokorava top liste sa singlom Fantasy, dakle Diane King i Mariah Carey.
You know what I want, yeah. Me go demand them a rush me. Yes, I will for pretty boy and want to love me. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Show them know me sweet and me sexy. Everywhere me go, me say me ever ready. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Money, 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 money.
lover, me want to free me free until the very end, till the very end.
Follow me, follow me.
90 u 60. Posle Mariah Carey slušamo tu malo tamniju stranu ženskih ličnosti, slušamo Hole, Celebrity Skin je treći njihov album, a single Malibu pojavio se 29.12.1998. godine, jedan od najvećih hitova ovog sastava. Posle njih, tu su New Radicals, One Hit Wonder iz 90-ih, naravno jedna prelepa balada Someday Will Know. Oni su bili aktivni samo dve godine i izdali su jedan jedini album, This Is A Good Article, a mislim da se dodatak albuma zove Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too. Dakle, slušamo Whole Malibu i New Radicals, Someday Will Know.
Can't stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions I need an answer. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart, who holds stars up in the sky? Is true love just once in a lifetime?
Did the captain of the Titanic?
Sada ćemo malo da zakoračimo u te tinejdžerske godine 90-ih godina. Hanson i Bob naravno iskakali su iz svakog ugla i sve su nas nervirali. A sad kad čujem tu pesmu u poređenju sa današnjim, ovo čak i nije loše. Bob se pojavio 17. marta 1997. i naravno Hanson ostaju zabetonirani sa tom pesmom kao vinjete 90-ih, tih tinejdžera i klinaca koji su slušali tu muziku. Poslednjih Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight, naravno jedan veliki hit i velika obrada sastava King Harvest iz 70-ih godina, Top Loader koji su označili svaku onako finu ušuškanu žurku 90-ih. Hanson, Mbop i Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight.
every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their snooze to keep it tight. Everybody's dancing in the
to Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight i kraj emisije 963. izdanja. Završamo u švedskom stilu, po švedskom standardu. Slušat ćemo Ace of Base, band koji je nastao 1990. Dobro znamo koliko su oni zaveštali 90. A ja sam se danas opredelio za jedan slatki single koji se zove The Sign. Pa ne znam šta da vam kažem, da li da pratite znak ili ne, slušajte dobru muziku i vratite se nekad u 90. Pozdravlja vas Dušan, a sada Ace of Base. Ćao!
music.
Ah. 90 u 60.